You know that big budget that Bob Ferguson just signed? I just found out. My prediction was he was going to do his $4 billion in cuts because that's what he proposed originally. He said he was going to find the $4 billion in cuts. Would you like to know how much he actually cut out of the $78 billion budget? $25 million. $25 million is all he line item vetoed, which means that Bob Ferguson has no spine. He caved to the Democrats. Cave to them because he's afraid of them. This whole good cop, bad cop. And he's going to run around saying, oh, you know, I made some cuts and we had to make some cuts. And, you know, everybody has to dig deep. I'm furious. I'm more furious than I was 10 minutes ago. Joining us now on the Warrior Injury Law studio line, a guy who I'm sure is even more furious than me, Representative Jim Walsh, who's also chairman of the Washington State GOP. Thanks for being with us today, buddy.
Of course, Harry. Of course, you bring me on when you're furious so that I can out-furious you.
Yeah. I mean, this is insane, isn't it?
So the minuscule, puny little cuts that the governor made to the operating budget, monstrous new money operating budget, are designed to give him cover so he can say he made some cuts. But remember, we grew this thing, we, all the taxpayers in the state, we grew this thing by about $6 and change billion. So there were no cuts in this budget. This budget is a significant, large increase in the operating budget for the state over the last two-year budget period. It's a big growth. So don't listen to anybody who says, oh, we made some cuts. That isn't real. There are no cuts in this budget. It's a massive increase in the amount of spending we're doing in Washington State, and it's funded by a group of tax increases that are going to hurt everybody, especially middle class and working families in this state, hard. It includes a property tax increase. It includes a job-killing B&O business tax increase. It increases taxes targeted at tech companies in the so-called advanced computing services field. It increases the sales tax on gas and diesel above the current high tax driven up by the Climate Commitment Act. I mean, Ari, it was a bad day for fiscal common sense and for working people in this state. And it lies, for the moment, at Bob Ferguson's door.
Absolutely, because let's not forget, you can't blame Jay Inslee for all of this. He had a hand in a lot of it as well. He's been around the last 12 years. But on top of that, here, he kept making all these, oh, I'm negotiating with the Republicans. And I actually got mad at some of our mutual friends who said, oh, he's so much easier to work with. And then he turned around and screwed every single one of them, every single one of us. And we never had a budget gap. We never had a deficit. What did we have? They wanted to spend more and more and more and not make any cuts, even in the things. He had some reasonable cuts in that $4 billion he proposed. I didn't think it went far enough. But some things that were reasonable, just complete waste. And all of it's still in there now.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's an old left-wing trick to want to grow a thing by $10 billion, then say that you cut the new spending by $1 billion, so you cut the budget. That's not what you did. You didn't cut anything. You're still growing it. You'll also hear the left talk about a maintenance level plus a discretionary level. Well, all that is more, you know, double talk to justify growing budgets at a rate faster than the economy of our state itself is growing. And you can't grow government faster than the economy grows forever. I mean, you can do it for a short period of time, but if you do it for too long, you end up having to raise taxes so fast that you hurt the economy. And that's right where we are right now, Ari.
So let's switch for a second here over to what we do about this. This thing is now law. This thing is now what we have to deal with. The estimates have it raising costs for us anywhere from $2,000 a year per family to $5,000 to $7,000. We don't even know how bad this is going to be yet. We haven't done a full analysis of this thing because we expected maybe a few more cuts than this, but no, we didn't get any of them. So what do we do now? And of course, we say vote, 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 vote. But without ballot harvesting, without all that, nothing's going to change.
Well, we got to ballot harvest and all that. We got to change the way we vote so that people don't just vote. They vote effectively. Their vote gets counted. And that starts with a little bit of election reform. We need to do something about people proving they're citizens before they register to vote in Washington State. And we need to keep the courtroom pressure up on some of the shady practices that a handful of county election officials are involved in the state. It's not all of them, but it is a few. And we're doing that. We're going to continue to put pressure on through the courts, and we're going to continue to put pressure on through the initiative process to clean up not just our policies, but our election systems here in this state. I mean, we know what we're doing, Ari. We know our strategy for doing better, for cleaning up our elections, for getting true results, and for encouraging people that it's worth fighting. It's worth voting. It's worth talking to your family and your neighbors and making sure that people who have common sense cast their ballots and get their ballots counted at their county auditor's office or county elections office.
Yeah.
We're going to do this in a granular way. We're going to do it with a local focus on each of the 39 counties in this state for increasing, improving, raising voter participation as fast as Bob Ferguson and Lori Jenkins and Jamie Peterson are raising taxes.
So just before we let you go, we had a caller in the last segment, Anna, who calls the show frequently. And actually, I think this idea wore off on her because I say it all the time. We should just run against Jamie Peterson, run every parent, every candidate against Jamie Peterson, and just rerun that clip of him on Fox News saying the parents don't deserve to know what their kids are doing. And I think that's the best election strategy we could have. What do you say?
It's already in the works, is what I say. Senator Peterson did us all a favor when he let the mask slip and showed the hard left's attitude about parents and families and kids in the state. They think the kids of Washington are their kids. They're not, Ari. The children of the state belong to their families and their parents, not the government.
I completely agree. Representative Jim Walsh, chairman of the Washington State GOP, thank you very much for joining us today and giving us a ray of sunshine on an otherwise dark day. Do appreciate it, my friend.
Don't be too furious, sorry. Channel that fury into action. I know that's what I'm doing.
Well, that's what I'm going to do. We're going to get a million signatures this time. That's what my goal is, because I like to beat myself when I lay down challenges. So that's my challenge this time. Exactly. Representative Walsh, thank you so much for being with us today. Really do appreciate it. When we come back, more of your reaction, more of your calls, more of your texts to the insanity happening from Bob Ferguson's office today. You're listening to the Ari Hoffman Show on Talk Radio 570 KVI.